With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A first novel by Frances Kazan, Goodnight Little Sister, looks at the rock world of the late 1960s. Kazan has some knowledge of what she writes. She was once married to Peter Rudge, manager of the Rolling Stones and The Who.
I first came to America with The Who putting on Tommy at the Met. We came, it was a hot summer, just like the hot summer I described in my book, and I had never been in such heat. I came from the cool of England.
In Goodnight Little Sister, Frances Kazan writes of a young woman who marries a self-centered rock star and is caught up in a world of drugs, groupies, and the screaming fans who pursue their idols.
I have a scene where they are smuggled into Madison Square Garden, which was often the only way you could do it to avoid fans.
Frances Kazan says that for the young rock stars of the 60s, drugs were part of the game, a great adventure.
Most people use drugs when they were in their early 20s. I've noticed now that those who've survived do not use drugs. In fact, they go to the opposite extreme. They become health fanatics.
Not long ago, Frances Kazan took her 13-year-old to a Bruce Springsteen concert and found things a lot different from the rock shows of the 60s and 70s.
I didn't smell a whiff of marijuana. Nothing. I didn't see a beer bottle.
Kazan says she wanted to humanize the rock musicians in Goodnight Little Sister.
What I tried to do in this book was show that they weren't all the two-dimensional morons. For someone who doesn't like rock music, it must sound just like a blast of noise.
Frances Kazan, who is married to novelist and film and stage director Aaliyah Kazan, is the author of Goodnight Little Sister, published by Stein & Day. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.